This is JIS News. Coming up, transportation hub coming for Portmore. Government signs non-binding MOU for integrated development of logistics hub, and five bidders shortlisted for Norman Manley Airport privatization. The details after this message.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. The Transport Ministry will be seeking to establish a transportation hub in Portmore at a cost of approximately 47 million euros, making his contribution to the 2015-16 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies said the initiative is also aimed at improving traffic management. He says this will ensure the efficient and effective movement of vehicles and people, especially vulnerable groups. Dr. Davies says with the Portmore Transportation Hub, commuters will be able to access public passenger vehicles with ease and convenience.
My ministry has signed a conditional build design contract with a Belgium consortium consisting of the firms which built the Alpha Tree Transport Center. Construction would be over a period of 24 months.
The associated credit agreement for the hub is being reviewed by the Ministry of Finance and the Attorney General's Chambers prior to the finalization of the agreement. Five potential bidders have been shortlisted for the privatization of the Norman Manley International Airport. Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the five firms are drawn from Europe, Asia, South America, and Jamaica.
We take particular pleasure in the fact that two shortlisted consortium include Jamaican partners. I've also been informed that a third is actively seeking collaboration with Jamaican firms involved in the aviation industry.
Dr. Davies says the potential bidders will be invited to participate in the request for proposal RFP stage. He adds that bidding documents will be issued at the beginning of June. It is anticipated that the transaction will be completed by early 2016. Dr. Davies was making his contribution to the 2015-16 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The government on Tuesday signed a non-binding Memorandum of Understanding MOU with Kralk Systems and Anchor Finance Group for integrated development of the logistics hub. The MOU was signed by Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton and Minister of Transport, Works and Housing Dr. Omar Davies. It resulted from an unsolicited expression of interest to the government by the companies. This for a possible $5 billion investment in the Logistics Hub Initiative. The expression of interest is a comprehensive funding and development package to allow for the build-out of various elements of the logistics hub. Minister Hilton says the MOU will create an environment of mutual trust and confidentiality in which both parties can share information, discuss specific projects, and adopt all reasonable measures to ensure the realization of the objectives of the Logistics Hub Initiative. It will also allow for the development of an action plan with specific timelines for the completion of the agreed projects. Kralk Systems and Anchor Finance Group are required to provide reasonable feedback within a 30-day period following the signing of the non-binding MOU. And data from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin indicates that the country's food import bill declined by just over $5 billion in 2014, representing a 4.5% reduction over the corresponding period in 2013. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says the reduction represents the largest decline recorded since 2009.
This is no mean achievement in one calendar year and has been supported in no small way by our deliberate efforts to increase food production in our agroparks. For the first half of 2014, the agricultural sector recorded increased growth of 15.2%. Despite the drought that intensified in the second half of the year, the sector only declined by 0.4% overall.
Mr. Kellyer adds that several crops recorded increased yields despite the sector's marginal decline. These include Irish potato, banana, plantain, and scallion. Minister Kellyer was speaking in the House of Representatives during the 2015-16 sectoral debate Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.